This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3986, from Monday, the 13th of November, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Optical Media is Not Dead. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Archer72 shows command line options for creating and writing ISO files.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I ponder whether or not optical media is dead. Actually, that's not the case. I'm just bringing information inspired by Klaatu about a year ago. And also the queue is low, so here goes. First thing is what the media size is. A 4.7 gigabyte DVD, its actual capacity is 4.377 gigabytes. So you know how much room you have to work with to put data on a DVD. And with Blu-ray, a disc with a 25 gigabyte capacity is the equivalent of 23.28 gigabytes. And one normally rated at 50 gigabytes in practice can record about 46.57 gigabytes of data. But first you generate a ISO image with Gen ISO image, or alternatively a Make ISO FS with Gen ISO image space -u space -r space allow lowercase space -- allow multi-dot -o mydvd.iso and in quotes $1 signifying an input. When I went back to look at this command, I noticed that it was a little messy with the -u flag, and also I shouldn't have used this command verbatim, because the -u allows for untranslated file names, completely violating the ISO 9660 standards described above. It enables the following flags: -allow leading dots, -relax file names, -allow lowercase, -allow multi-dot, -no ISO translate, allows more than one period character in the file name, as well as mixed case file names. This is useful on HP UX, where the built-in CDFS file system does not recognize any extension. Use with extreme caution. What I did keep in this command was the -r, which generates SUSP and Rockridge records using the Rockridge protocol to further describe the files on the ISO 9660 file system. See reference in the Wikipedia article. Now you're ready to burn your data from the ISO file. The note that was in the Arch Wiki for Grow ISO FS is make sure that the medium is not mounted before you write to it. Okay, that actually also applies to any optical media. Mounting may happen automatically if the medium contains a readable file system. In the best case, it will prevent the burn programs from using the burner device. In the worst case, there will be a misburn because read operations disturb the drive. If so, do unmount /dev/sr0. Grow ISO FS has a small bug with blank DVD. Correction, with blank BD R Media. It issues an error after the burn is complete. Programs like K3B then believe the whole burn run failed. To prevent this, either format the blank BDR by DVD plus RW format Dev SR0 before submitting it to Grow ISOFS, or use Grow ISOFS option use the force Luke equals spare colon none. To burn a readily prepared ISO image file, isoimage.iso onto an optical medium, run for CD, CD record -V -SA0 dev equals /dev/SR0 space isoimage.iso, and the SA0 or SAO means session at once. And for DVD or Blu-ray disc, use Grow ISOFS -DVD-compat space -C space /dev/SR0 equals isoimage.iso. Another command that can be used with CD, DVD, or Blu-ray is XORISO -AS CD record -V dev equals /dev/SR0 space -DA0. I don't keep saying DA0. DAO space isoimage.iso. And DA0 means disk at once. I did it again. DAO means disk at once. One tip I found when I was preparing for the show was to not put your optical media in paper sleeves and instead put them in jewel cases. That's all I have for now. Have fun using the command line. And feel free to record a show of your own.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.